Hawkeye and Michelle and Andy with us this morning. Like, oh, Andy, I just tuned in. Who's Andy? A new member of the show? Yes. Andy is a junior radio ranger, just inducted, and also his parents at our Cook Children's Radiothon bid on a chance for Andy to be our co-host. And Andy, you're 9 years old, and I asked you off the air if you had a girlfriend, and the look you gave me was like, whoa, why would I have a girlfriend? I'm nine. But I later found out from your people.
Kristen and Sean.
Yeah, and they are also known as Mom and Dad sometimes?
Yes. Okay.
But you call them Kristen and Sean today because it's all showbiz.
Yes, it's all showbiz.
There's a rule about, in your family, about having a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
What's the rule?
16. Yeah, until you're 16.
Mom. Until you're 16, you can't have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And you have an older brother, right?
Yeah.
How old is he? 15. What's his name?
Owen.
How does Owen feel about that rule?
He's like... honestly, not that mad because it's only one more year.
Okay. One more year to have a girlfriend. Okay. Well, Owen, shout out to you, Owen, and good luck on all that and everything.
And
all
the
right.
Whole family. What is the name of your siblings?
Owen, Reagan, Jack, which is actually here right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's all.
What about those two older people over there in the corner?
Where Kristen and Sean.
Yeah.
it's weird to call your parents by their name.
We're making him call his parents by the first name today. We're making it be all showbiz. And by the way, tell everybody what you're holding in your hand.
A live chicken.
Yes.
Yes. He does have a live chicken. And when he releases that chicken, if you're a caller 10, you're going to win Eric Church tickets. So keep listening for the chicken 2 o'clock. Speaking of animals, man, I don't know if you folks have been hearing what's been going on at the Dallas Zoo. But Friday, they literally shut the zoo down because a clouded leopard had escaped. They came to his enclosure in the morning and they found that he was gone.
Yeah, and they put out a code blue alert.
Yes.
So everyone, they had to close it down and everyone had to evacuate, and they were looking for this leopard for a good while. And they said it wasn't dangerous, but I mean, when you hear a leopard on the loose, it's not exactly like a kitty cat.
They did. Yeah. It's funny. They did say it wasn't dangerous, but they also said, if you feel more comfortable keeping your cat inside and you live near the zoo, go ahead.
Gosh.
They literally said that, but it doesn't really hunt that kind of animal. But anyway, they did find it at night. But here's the interesting thing. Here is Sergeant Warren Mitchell from the Dallas Police Department.
Investigators had come out, and when they looked at the area where the leopard was, the clouded leopard, it was their belief, and it is our belief, that this was an intentional act.
Mm. Yeah, that someone had cut a hole in the fence, and that's how the leopard got out. And now, this morning, they're also saying they saw a similar cut in one of the monkey enclosures.
What?
Yes. So the intrigue continues that maybe this was an inside job of some sort. I shouldn't say inside job, but this was deliberately cut by somebody.
Okay, so I haven't been to the zoo since I was in elementary school.
I've been there a lot because I have grandkids, and we go there a lot.
Well, take me.
Okay.
Hello? I haven't been since I was a kid.
You know what's interesting, Andy? Did you notice Michelle just gave an alibi here? Oh, I haven't been to the zoo since I was in elementary school. That's called establishing an alibi, that I'm never there.
So it wasn't me.
So it wasn't me. Now she's suspect number one.
No, I'm not. But let me ask, do they check bags when you go into the zoo?
Yeah, but I don't think you put a leopard in a bag.
No.
But honestly, what? Unless you bring a giant chainsaw, how are you going to cut the fence?
A great question. Yeah.
The wire cutters wouldn't cut it.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird if you came in. I think maybe someone just hopped the fence maybe and came in after hours and cut the fence. Maybe that would be a possibility too, right? Yeah. Or if there was someone on the radio who was like specific that they hadn't been to the zoo in a long time.
Oh my gosh. Somebody that brags that they're there all the time. So like you're saying you're there all the time. You really should be suspect number one.
No, actually, if I'm there all this, Andy's going, whoa. Wow, I don't know about Hawkeye over there. No, I would just establish that I'm there all the time. So, already I've put that out there. So
that
I have nothing to hide.
That you were there at the scene of the crime.
No, not during there. I was on the air when they discovered it missing. It's not like I wake up in the middle of the night to go to work.
Well, when they discovered it missing. So you were up in the middle of the night when somebody could have cut that.
So were you. So were you.
You see Andy? What goes on in here?
Andy, who do you think's more guilty about this, Michelle or I?
I mean...
He's like, neither of you. I don't think either of you.
Hawkeye, honestly.
Oh, Hawkeye.
Oh, there goes the chicken. It's the prize
chicken.
Oh, you dropped the chicken. You dropped the chicken. That means it's time to call. There goes the prize chicken. Oh, he's running all over the studio now. 888-787-1963.
Andy's chasing it.
Yes, Andy's trying to get the chicken back. No, let it go. Let it go. Don't worry about it. 888-787-1963 if you would like to win those Eric Church tickets. And there goes the chicken now. 888-787-1963. Caller 10 is going to get those Eric Church tickets. See, get him in a corner. Trap him in a corner.
Poor Andy.
Poor Andy just got here. Having his dad over there trying to get the chicken. This is a mess here.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.